What the hell just happened?
You're listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Hey, Big Hope. Is it that time already?
Already.
It's time to start the show, man.
You.
IBNX.
Radio.
You will. Slick. Hand. Tip. S-R-T.
Hold up.
Woo! Can't make you dab. Undefeated, now they mad. I'm Mayweather with the jab. SRT crew kicks it like kicks that leave Ronda dipping. Big dog pitcher like J.J. Watt in the game of chicken sports round table. Conversation so amazing, competition so deflated. They looking so Tom Brady. Got facts that'll blow your mind. We roll like the Crimson Tide. As long as every week it's SRT, then we gonna be alright. Bang.
Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the IBNX studios. It's the SRT crew in the building. Another week as we are performing live, man, right up in your face, baby. Thanks for tuning in last week. Thanks for tuning in this week once again. Got the crew in the building with me. But it's just four of us tonight. It's all good. Shout out to my main man, Slick Money. Get well. Slick Money, Sports Roundtable, follow us, all social media, SRT Radio. If you want to tune in to the show, 642-561-552-5072 is the number to call to listen to the show. What a week. Sports is hot, and I want to thank the NBA for just screwing up the production. All of the notes and all of the things that I've written down is probably for naught now. Thanks to the NBA and all of the trades that's been going on. If you have not heard, let's just say it like this. Dennis Schroeder is somewhere saying yes. That's all I can say. So Jeff Teague has been traded to Indiana. He's going home to play for the Indiana Pacers in a three-way deal with Utah, and Atlanta gets the number 12 pick from the Jazz. So just to update you on that, and Derrick Rose has been traded to the New York Knicks, and we'll talk more about that. But let's get to my crew. I guess we'll start with the champion. Champion of football, Mr. D-Will, the road manager. What's up, D-Will?
What's happening? Everything? What up, crew?
What's happening?
I don't know if I've been first before.
You haven't.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, Alabama been first for.
No, nah, yeah. Well, I'm saying, I'm talking about in life, I'm first.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about an introduction. Oh. Just an introduction. I ain't never been first, so that feel good. I'm gonna do my Slick Money then. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Nah, I'm good, man. How everybody doing, man? Welcome. Hey, Facebook Live. What up, Lynn?
There you go. What's up, Facebook Live? And the Street GM is in the building.
What's up, Big Hole?
What's up, Hancock?
What up, crew?
What up?
What up?
Boy, we got things going on in this NBA, boy.
Don't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Street
yes.
GM phone just buzzing. I'm
just buzzing.
Buzzing over
baby.
There.
Buzzing. Yeah.
So you got a big day tomorrow.
Buzzing, baby. That's what I'm like talking about. Like Chris
Broussard,
baby.
That's what I'm talking about. And you already know who's in the building.
The jewel of sports is in the building. Bing. What's up, crew?
What's up?
All I got to say is 72-10 Chicago Bulls, 95-96 season, data bomb, because that 73-9 don't mean nothing.
Hey. I read somewhere where they say 73-9
sound good, but 72-10 got a better ring.
Yeah, it sure do, don't it? Shout out to the Chicago Bulls, 95-96 season.
That was a hot meme.
So
definitely.
Oh, my God. We got so, so much to talk about. We got the Hot 8-8 coming up, and we'll get into a whole lot of NBA stuff. Got intern corner, got the weekend. Mr. Jansen will tell us what's going on with that NASCAR. And we're going to actually talk about, we're going to review what actually happened on Father's Day. I mean, happy Father's Day to all y'all fathers, feeling fathers,
yeah, happy Father's Day to the fathers.
And all those fathers who've, who've made an effort.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, made an effort.
Where your kid at?
Pocket.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do got a puppy.
Well, I take him to the doctor. I feed him. I bathe him.
You got a puppy. Yeah, that's your kid.
That's how you got that income going out. It's a
preach.
NBA offseason, and that's when we will get into more of the trade talks that we just mentioned earlier before the show. And then word on the street, check us out around 8:50 as the Jewel of Sports will run down, as she always do, and give you some education.
Yes, sir.
Somebody just got a big old rock on their hand.
Sure did.
Can't wait to tell you who that is. Then D Will coming back with some trending topics. What's trending? Of course, that's going to be after a station break. And then I got Moments in Sports. Hancock, what we looking like Moments in Sports this
week? Man, we're going to touch on an NBA legend that never was.
Ooh. Looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, man. Stay tuned about 9:05, 9:10 to check that out. And then we'll go get into some NBA off-season talk again, continued. Because there's so much to talk about.
There's so much to talk about. We might run out of show time.
So the draft is tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So stay tuned for that. So we got some more of that.
Shout out to ASN Koo, because he posted on Facebook. He said, he asked the sports heads, he said, would you pay $65 to go see the NBA draft in person? I was like, yeah.
Right.
So he's going. Shout out to A. Enjoy that.
Exactly. And then we got an email bag. We got Lisa Fox. Just go lead that segment, man. Email back. We got a lot of good questions that has been coming in to my email, but I need to clear it out. 2,400 emails in my inbox that I have not cleared out. And that's going to be it, man. But I do have an announcement to make. This is a tough one, but it's you know, in life, we all are striving to grow. I can remember the day that I first got a mixer, 2013. And I can remember the day that I actually walked into the penthouse with the mixer. And two guys told me, he must be serious. He got mixers and boards, and you must be serious about this thing. I said, listen, this is something that we all do anyway. Let's go ahead and make this dream come true. So to all those loyal listeners that have been supporting us since 2013, all the listeners that have picked up along the way, and all the people that has been supporting us and got on this ride with us, I am proud to say, let me get my hand clap up. I am proud to say that next week's show will be our very last show here on IBNX Radio, because we are moving to AM Radio. We are moving.
We on the dial, baby. We on the dial.
We are moving.
We are moving
to the dial. So
live on the dial.
Shout out to my crew. It's been a long road, some very testy pre-show conversations. It's been well done, and I have to make sure that I shout out Trish and the whole IBNX.
Shout out Trish.
Thanks, IBNX and Trish,
for allowing us to be heard, to allow us this opportunity to come and show the world what Sports Roundtable and SRT is really about. So shout out to IBNX. They gave us a chance when no one else would.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
They gave us a chance. So
they let us go live, y'all.
They did let us go live, and we are appreciative for that, for sure.
We got to make sure that we represent them well, and make sure that we set the path for and blaze the trail for other people to from here to actually blaze that same trail as we. With that being said, man, I really appreciate the everything, but we have to get into this hot, and when I mean hot, hot, 888. All right, here we go. Hot 888, Sports Roundtable. Had to make sure my engineer, he been hollering at me about this volume over here. All right, Tiff.
Yes, sir.
31 million viewers or something like that.
Yeah, broke the record of the highest rated NBA game in the history.
Exactly.
Of NBA games.
Golden State, best record in history in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Lost 9 games in the regular season.
Yeah.
They also lost 9 games
in the playoffs. That part.
With that being said, my question to you, were you surprised that the Cavs actually won the 7th game at Golden State?
With that game being in Golden State, very much so. Because I expected Golden State to be playing like they never played before. Like, I expected them to be playing better than they played in the regular season. But ultimately, that game really came down to the coaches and the substitutions that were being made and weren't being made. Because Steve Kerr was playing checkers and Tyronn Lue was playing chess. And when you have your best players resting on the bench on the last game of the season in the second half, that's a no-no. You are supposed to play them every minute of the third quarter and every minute of the fourth quarter, and they can rest in the offseason. I mean, there's no way that Steve Kerr should have been playing Festus Ezeli instead of Mo Buckets, Mo Space, those who don't know who that is. I mean, it just shouldn't have happened. And then with Steph Curry, your quote-unquote best player, on the bench in the beginning of the fourth quarter, I was floored to see how long he was sitting on the bench. I was literally screaming at my television because he had Steph Curry sitting on the bench. So, yeah, I'm very shocked that they lost. And I'm very shocked that I actually want to write a letter to revoke Steve Kerr's Coach of the Year award, because he does not deserve that Coach of the Year.
Okay.
He can't coach. But I got a question for you, Big O.
All right. Question number two.
The Braves, they started off terrible this season, but they did win 6 in a row.
They won one. They shouldn't have won.
They had a little 6-game winning streak just now, but then they did lose today. They lost 3-0. Freddie Freeman was named Player of the Week. Do you think they are, you know, on the verge of a turnaround, or, you know, did they just get lucky in these last few games?
This is my hometown team.
Yes.
Very heartbroken about how the season started. A 6-game winning streak in baseball, it's like winning 2 games in a row. Such a long season. But I do have to admit, they beat some very good pitchers in this streak, Matt Harvey being one of them. They actually didn't beat, Jose Fernandez for the Marlins as well. But I think that it gives the Atlanta fans something to look forward to. Not sure if this is a turnaround for the season, but I do think that it gives the Atlanta fans something to look forward to. And it also says that Freddie Freeman probably would not be traded. And Julio Teheran has marketed himself so much that they might have to keep him now, because he's cheap and he is an ace. And I can't wait till the rookies come up and we get into the new stadium and we can really see and understand what this Braves team is about. Shout out to Brian Snicker. He's doing a wonderful job with the Braves, but it's not a turnaround. But my thing is, they're not the worst team in the league anymore.
Nice.
All right. Question number three, Hancock. Warriors said that Durant will be their number one target. Your thoughts?
You know, back when we first heard this, I really didn't take it serious. To be honest with you, right. I mean,
I did.
You think about a player his caliber going to a team that's, you know, as dominant as they have been the whole, you know, regular season, win these games, come off a championship. Then he got beat by them in the Western Conference Finals at the end. But where there's smoke, it seems to be fire, because what I'm hearing is there's interest in both sides. And if that's the case, you know, some of the insiders are saying if they were going to put their money on them going somewhere, it would be Golden State. I think with the loss that Golden State suffered in the finals, it does show that they know he can be used. So with that, you know, it's a possibility, especially with the way things have changed. Owners and teams now don't hold the hammer.
Right.
The players actually hold the hammer now. And that's credit really to LeBron and what they did originally doing this Miami thing. Mm-hmm. The players now have so much power and so much say in how leverage. These things are built and go that it's a reality. It's a possibility. And it seems like it might even be heading that way. Now, what is kind of funny to me is that we always heard how close he and Russell were. Yeah. But some insiders are saying that Russell is not committed to staying with Oklahoma City. And saying he's possibly going back to L.A. Those are things. So that might have an effect on pushing Durant to go with a team that's, you know, has a chance to win a title. And from what I'm saying, what I'm hearing, he won't sign long term this year, no matter what he does.
Of course not.
But then next year with the cap going up,
and we'll get into
that later.
Right.
But it's a possibility. Your original question. Yeah, it's surprising, but it seems to be reality. It's something that's happening there.
Real quick, go ahead. Whoop, whoop.
We crushed LeBron for going to Cleveland.
We did.
So if Kevin Durant goes to Golden State, who is his ultimate nemesis, LeBron didn't have to get past Miami. So him going to Miami was, yeah, he went and teamed up, but they weren't beating him every year. Right. Golden State is beating OKC every year.
Right.
So you're meaning to tell me it's okay for him to go team up with them, and we give LeBron the business. That's the only knock we got against him.
Well, it's always tougher on that first person. It's like anything else. Until we get accustomed to seeing this as a normal way, you know, and we hold on to everything that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
Something we're comfortable with. This is out of the norm because now players have the way of doing and dictating what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think the more since we've seen it happen. The blow is softened now.
Yeah. It's just LeBron. We just want to find something to hate LeBron about.
I think that has something to do with it, but I think still the second guy is going to be easier on.
Yeah.
Right. To sum that up, we have to realize that the NBA has become an actual business now. So that's one of the reasons. D. Will, question number four. Marquise Chris has skyrocketed up the NBA draft. Mock draft board.
Yes, sir.
You like?
Yeah, I love
possible him. Number four pick. Why is he rising so quick? What is he?
Every year in the NBA draft at this time of the year, it's somebody who skyrockets out of nowhere who is going to be the darling of the draft. Hey, it's because it's always that scout out there that's, I'm smarter than you. All right? I'm smarter than you. I can go out here and I can find the diamond in the rough. And Marquise Chris is just this year's diamond in the rough. Now, will he ever live up to it if it happens? No. Because someone coming from who he was projected at mid to late first round.
Right.
And now he's skyrocketing to the top, not even to the lottery, but to the top five.
Right.
That's just too much. So if that does happen, well, I'm going to say it like this. No matter where he goes, he's not going to be able to live up. Because I don't think he's that caliber NBA player to begin with. So wherever he goes, it's going to be a detriment to him because he now has this stigma of skyrocketing to the top.
Well, let me ask you a question before we move. Who does his game resemble? Because I've never even seen he could come here right now.
Oh, don't do that.
Now, who does his game resemble?
It's powerful.
I'm just saying,
I don't know. Who's he looking at?
Well, I'm saying he's a power. He plays the power forward.
He's
position.
A power forward,
but he doesn't really resemble. He ain't really taking after anybody. Cause who you say? Big? I don't really see who y'all can compare him to.
He's
not a Tim Duncan on the block.
Yeah, he's not quite a stretch four.
No, he can't. He's not a 3-point shooter.
He's not a 3-point shooter. I would say David West.
So he got a good mid range.
Poor man's David West.
Yeah.
Really?
But for a number four pick is my point.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So,
athletic.
Yeah, I'm saying. He can get off the floor.
David, he's way more athletic than David West.
But that's a bit – it's not many people you can compare him to
because
it's not a lot of players in his mold, you know, because, like I say, he's not a stretch four, so he's not Kevin Love. He's not Tim Duncan where you're just going to throw it to him on the block and tell him to go get his.
So what are they seeing there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's my whole point.
What are they saying? What they say they see something? What are the scouts
Hancock,
saying?
You're a GM, right? You're a street GM. I'm smarter than you. I can find that guy that nobody wants that I can make into the player
I
want to be.
And I think because you can't resemble him to nobody.
Exactly.
They want to pick this first guy that can do this.
I found Draymond Green.
Yeah. Exactly. Because there is no Draymond.
There is no Draymond. Right. You can't compare him to nobody.
All right, Chip.
All right, question number five, Big O. You mentioned in the beginning of the show about the Hawks trade in the three-team trade with the Jazz and the Pacers for Jeff Teague. And now they have two first-round draft picks, number 12 and number 21. What players, since they have two, do you think can help them?
I think, honestly, at this point, they have to package both picks, Tybo or Kyle Korver. Take your pick. Matter of fact, I drive both of them to the airport. And you have to get Buddy Hield.
You giving up all that for Buddy Hield?
Yeah, I think you have to get something that is marketable, and you got to get a shooter.
Yeah.
I'm
with you.
Is Buddy Hield marketable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that in my question.
Yeah, I think he will be. Because there's nothing at this point that I can say at number 12 that you would – could actually get that can help you right away. I just don't.
What's projected around 12? I know the other day.
Jalen Brown.
Kyler Breezy.
Nah, he gone before
I
that.
I was about to say.
They
got
projected
before that.
At 12, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he projected at 12. 12, yeah. 11, 12 in that area.
Yeah, I don't.
Local kid.
Nah, he going to go before that.
I said Beasley early on, but, you know, now they saying he had a rod in his leg.
I heard.
Man, so, he you know, dropped. People scan, they backing him off. So,
I'm just not high on Buddy Hield like y'all are. I'm not.
Well, okay.
I don't. I'm even to the point of marketability. I just don't see it. Just because I watched him on a little real quick. I watched him, Kenny Smith, and Chris Dunn on this thing called the Jack or something. It's a fashion blog, and they sit up there with a fashion consultant. Now this little girl knows nothing about sports really. You could tell she's reading the paper talking about these people, but they're talking about the outfits they're going to wear at the draft tomorrow. And I just didn't see the personality ooze out of – he's Bahamian, so he's kind of hard to understand.
Well, not that kind of marketable.
No, I'm just – if you're going to make him the face of your franchise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to put butts in the seats.
But if you're going to make him the face of your franchise, he has to be that.
But when he's hooping on the court, he will be that.
And I don't think he's going to be – I don't think he's that caliber player to take Atlanta to the next level.
Okay.
Because
he's only a shooter. What else does he do besides shoot?
That's all we need at this point.
Exactly.
But you just got rid of your point guard.
Yeah.
So who's going to – I'm just saying, I don't see – 12, I take two picks over one. That's all I'm saying.
With the Utah thing, do you think they got enough? Do you think they should have gotten maybe –
Yeah, they didn't get enough.
What about the point? They could have got at least a back – what's the point?
Trey
could have got him to put on the bench as a second guard.
He could have been your starter almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been – yeah, they didn't get enough.
Yeah, they didn't get enough of that for mine. All right, Hancock, real quick, your thoughts on Harrison Barnes' future.
Well, just like I said, the players were in the driver's seat. In this particular case, Golden State has the hammer.
Yep.
Look, man, if I was Golden State, I'd let Harrison, you know, he's a restricted free agent. I'd tell him to go out and see what the market bears. And let him find out whatever, you know, whatever check they're writing him.
Go and get that.
Look, he was offered 64 at 4?
Yes.
And turned it down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And by what he did in the course of this playoff, that 64 is down to about 40. If I was a GM.
Yeah.
So I would tell him, here's, you know, go out and see what you can get.
Yeah.
You know, just being honest, no jokes aside, go see what the market bears. And then when you come back with your number, we'll find out to see if we want to match that. But in the meantime, we're looking at Durant first.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other players out there like Batum. There's even the Bazemore here. We talked about the boy from Dallas, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
There are so many wings right now that could fill the spot.
Yeah,
all small forwards.
Do the things that he did, possibly better.
Better.
Because he shrunk in the big moments.
Man, the lights came on and he left.
I know Batum is a better defender.
Yeah.
Especially wing defender.
For sure.
And the way Steph was taken advantage of on the defense, you have to find a way to help him and hide him. Draymond cannot continue to horse the boards like that.
No.
He needs more help. So
Harrison, Batum knocks down open shots.
And he does. So Harrison to me is pretty much, if I had to wager, he's on the way out of Golden State.
For sure. I'm with you.
All right, question number 7. D. Will, your thoughts on Kyrie after being on the biggest stage as far as the finals and the way that he, well, some people say he handled Steph and Clay. And everybody else.
Oh, okay, I'm going to address that first. Show me anybody in the NBA who can stand in front of anybody one-on-one.
Okay.
Name that player. I've never seen him. He doesn't exist. So to say he handled somebody, I don't care. If you go on one-on-one, Kyrie's going to break you off.
Yes, okay. He is.
So we left that there. But in my opinion, Kyrie Irving just moved himself into the top 12 players overall in the NBA.
I agree. I got more respect for his game after seeing this.
Dude is – I already knew he was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But he has that it factor.
Yes, he does.
All right? He doesn't make anybody else around him better.
Mm-mm. For sure. No, he right? never he's set not you up share
the, he's, not, he's not good at sharing the load.
No.
But dude can get his. Man. So if we're just talking about overall talents in the NBA, oh, man, he's definitely the top 15.
Yeah.
Easy. So just in my opinion, he just turned himself into Kyrie, who we don't know about, who didn't play but 8 games in college, still the number one pick. Got hurt, and now he showed up.
Yeah.
He's turned, and he already got a Nike shoe. You know, there ain't many people who got their own signature shoe at Nike
right.
who was on his level. He just ascended to another level.
Gotcha. Very true, D.
He solidified his Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
When the shots go in, they're not hero shots.
Yep.
Yeah. When they don't go in, they is hero ball. Come he on, played man. The same way he played the first 3 games he played the last 4 games.
Exactly.
The shots went in.
Falling, yeah.
Same thing for
that's,
Steph Curry.
That's all it is.
All season.
Shots went in. That's it.
All right, Tim, last question of the night. Your surprise or your sleeper of the draft, which starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and I will be front and center.
Waiting. I'm about to start an argument because Buddy Hield is my sleeper.
Uh-oh.
Because he already has the athleticism and the size to guard NBA-caliber players. The three-pointer is the end thing in the NBA right now. He's a great shooter from mid-range and behind the three-point line. He's actually, to me, in my mind, he's the best shooter in the draft.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's grown as a basketball player every single year, which shows that he works on perfecting his craft. He's a great catch-and-shoot guy. He can also get his shot off the dribble. He's great also at using screens. If he gets on the NBA team and gets the green light like he had in Oklahoma, I mean, he could be a force to be reckoned with. His wingspan is a quarter inch longer than Klay Thompson's. So, I mean, I really think that he could be a good sleeper. He has a quick reach and he's agile. So I don't think he'll have a problem on defense. Buddy Hield is going to be that dude.
How tall is he? 6'4"? I just got an issue with his size. I honestly don't think he's going to be able to guard the wing in the NBA. Being at 6'4" and a shooting guard, all right? He's nowhere near as athletic as a Dwayne Wade.
That's fair.
You know?
So, he's still growing.
I understand, but Dwayne Wade, he is in the mold of a Dwayne. If you're going to compare him to somebody, he's a shooting Dwayne Wade. I think he's going to have issues with it. He can't really put it on the floor. So he's one or two dribbles and up. So, he's not going to give you more than that.
So what about, is he like the kid in Washington, Tuga? No, Wall's right. Running boy.
Bill.
So if you have Bill, you have him. Bill is getting a rep as being a big time two guard in some circles.
Yeah,
so
some circles.
Can he, if he gets a point guard in the caliber of like Wall, if he's got a running mate, do you think that makes him better?
Oh, yeah, that makes him a lot better. I would take that. I would compare him to a Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
But Bradley Beal has been
a slight bit bigger.
Bradley, that's what I'm saying.
A little bit longer.
And he's got a little bit more stock on him. He's 6'5", probably around 215, 220. But he's 6'4", 190.
If he'll can get in those hot streaks like he shows that he can shoot the ball.
Hey, I'm not doubting that. He's the best shooter in the draft, hands down. I'm concerned.
I know. I understand what you're saying.
Going to Big Hulk to give up all that to go up to number 5 to bring him to Atlanta where they don't have a John Wall, they don't have a solidified inside game, I think he's going to struggle because, for one, what Hulk said, y'all need somebody or we need somebody who can score from the wing. He can't get his own shot. Unless somebody is setting him up, which what was the point guard name? He wasn't even really a point guard at Oklahoma. He set him up.
Yeah, I know you're talking about number 10.
He set him up.
But I think ball movement, the way they move the ball and things of that nature.
And Coach Bud might help him. Yeah, I think the system may help him.
Yeah, the system may help him. But I think he'll probably, if he go to Minnesota, he going to get lost, I think.
If he goes to Minnesota, that's going to be a terrible pick for Minnesota.
Yeah, so they're trying to move him out. And I got to respond to Facebook. Slick say take Beasley at 12. Ron Jones said Irving and Westbrook top 2 scoring point guards in the league.
Oh, my goodness. So y'all just going to knock down the 2-time MVP? Are you kidding me? Stop it.
Well, I mean,
I'm just telling you what
he averaged 30 points a game. He's a back-to-back MVP.
All right, man. This is for the
hype. Irv a Duke fan, too, though. So we,
that went Irv?
Oh, I thought you said Irv.
No, that was Ron Jones.
Oh. Well, Ron, go back to IT.
He's not the oh, you stupid.
He's going to IT.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Irv not a Duke fan. He just put up with me, I guess. Well, man, let's get to the intern corner, see what's going on with this NASCAR. Hold on 1 second. Boy, I tell you, y'all are off the chain, bro.
News in NASCAR. In the Xfinity Series, Sam Hornish Jr. returned from a 210-day layoff to win his 6th annual Iowa Speedway. Hornish Jr. showed no signs of rust, leading 183 of the 250 laps to earn his first victory of the year. The 24-year-old driver was substituting for Matt Tripp, who was out with a back injury. Hornish said after the race that it capped off a perfect Father's Day for himself. Ty Dillon, Brad Kalowski, Daniel Schwartz, and Alex Bowman rounded out the top five. Next week in the Xfinity Series is off, but the Sprint Cup Series returns at the Daytona International Speedway in Florida, where Danny Hamlin will try to go back-to-back years as the winner. Veteran Mike Wallace's daughter was brutally assaulted at a Rascal Flatts concert in North Carolina Friday night. Nathan Lucas, Randolph Magnum, Paul Lucas were charged with assault on a female, according to Motorsports Police. They confirmed to Fox 11 that the men were taken into custody, and the police officer said there's no further comments. In other news, top five pound-for-pound fighters Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward will fight November 19th at the T-Mobile Arena on HBO pay-per-view. This will be the second fight taking place at the arena this year. The first was the Canelo Khan fight, where Canelo won via TKO. The 29-0 Kovalev first has a warm-up fight against top 10 contender Isaac Chilemba, who he is heavily favored to retain all three belts. And speaking of Canelo, last Monday, a Florida judge ordered him to pay ex-promoter Felix Zabala Jr. $8.5 million in a contract dispute. Alvarez left All-Star Promotions in 2008 for Golden Boy and was being sued for a breach in contract. The length of the case took 5 years. And finally, in golf news, Dustin Johnson's speed on the ball led him to a three-shot victory. Johnson became the first ever to be the runner-up 1 year and then win the following season. And personally, I thought his shot on the short putts were good, and he showed great IQ in pressure situations on the course.
And that is your NASCAR news by the weekend, Mr. Jansen. And to all of y'all who are talking about, or we talked about Mr. Marquise Chriss, NBA.net has compared him to a Tyus Thomas, Antonio McDice type player. He is a freakish athlete, just like I told you. He can do that. And 6'10", and he actually shot 35% from the three-point line.
In college.
I mean, that's...
You got to back up 3 more feet.
I'm
not going to take Tyus Thomas at 5.
Tyus?
I mean, come on. Come on, son. Come now, McDice, when he was healthy...
He was the number 2 pick.
Yeah, McDice, when he was healthy, was nice. But Tyus Thomas.
Come on, man.
If he...
I couldn't even remember who he was.
Man, please.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what NBA.net got him as. And I guess that's that... you can kind of put him into a Steven Adams type at this point with
glue guy,
you know, but with a better shot.
But do you take a glue guy at number 4?
No,
that's that I'm smarter than you syndrome.
Exactly.
You looking at this report, I'm like,
yeah, because you're not real excited about that.
But anymore. then they say his weakness is rebounding.
Oh wow,
what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
Oh wow.
Ron say he did, Jones say he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get something started.
Like always.
All right, Ron.
All right, man. Let's jump into some roundtable discussion. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. The finals broke records. We kind of knew that this was going to happen.
people that never watched basketball a day in their life was watching that game.
Yeah.
not only watched, but had an opinion.
Right. Was talking on Facebook and Twitter they knew what was going on.
Those some of the issues that I have. I have to stay off of that. Man. I'm like, you don't even know
what's
who
really
the coach
going,
is, but
like,
you got
real.
Yeah, but you're going to tell me who's good at
exactly. All right, real quick, we gotta fasten this up. So real quick, I got some questions for us to answer. And D Will, you are first.
I like going first.
Exactly.
We know.
So real quick, if you can do this in 40 seconds.
I can.
Why did Steph struggle?
Couple reasons. First of all, I still don't think Steph was healthy from the MCL injury against Portland.
You've been saying that.
He's been saying that since the playoffs started.
But he's a shooter. And to attest to what Hancock just said, when the shots fall, it's all good. Yeah. When the shots don't fall, they bad shots. I don't think Steph had the explosion to get by people to get his shot off like he usually does. Against OKC, he was going to get Steven Adams. All right, that's a way better matchup for him to break Steven Adams off. But when you're getting switched off and you're seeing LeBron James or you're seeing Kevin Love like we saw in the last possession.
Yeah, Kevin Love was all over him.
And he doesn't have the explosion that he has. He wasn't healthy. And then fatigue. That 73-9, it may not have took something out of them as a whole.
Emotionally?
I think emotionally it took. Man, he played a full season last year.
But even still, you can't get your emotions up for the championship.
He's
slight
of body.
With that,
we're not talking about LeBron James' body. We're talking about maybe 6'3", reportedly, 185 pounds. And I'm going to tell you, Cleveland put that wood on him.
See, that's now you're talking.
And your 40 seconds have been up.
But that's what you're talking. Just to
I knew
say
he couldn't do it.
What you said.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Everybody says it's officiated different. I think the NBA, when you holding and grabbing and beating somebody up off the dribble and off the wing when you're coming off screens, we saw they didn't protect him at all.
No, they did not.
He got hit on three-pointers.
Yeah. He was getting hit on the screens.
He wasn't the MVP.
He never the games were officiated completely different from the way they were probably early in the series versus all year.
Right.
So that had an effect on him. Yeah. No doubt about it. If he's not going to get the calls, go to the line and make other teams pay for beating him up,
right,
then it is what it is.
Right.
I think he shot 20 free throws in the whole series.
No, he did. That's the thing I was saying is that when the first thing you say about the way you're going to stop him, we're going to beat the hell out of him, that's not basketball.
That's not about it. Yeah,
but
exactly.
That's the way they everybody say. Well, and what gets me is it's revisionist history. Because all these so-called tough guys, like Scottie Pippen, mm-hmm. who was called a certain things when he was playing
right.
because he had migraines and couldn't play. And Detroit, for a better lack of a better term, punked him. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But all this thing, this is what gets me when they talk about how tough they were back in these days. But, you know, Reggie Miller was talked about as not able to win the big one.
Yeah.
You know? But now he's revered. That's why I was telling you the other time. History has a way of rewriting itself.
It does.
To where people look at. Even Jordan was looked at as never being able to win a title when he was going up against.
For 7 years.
Exactly. So to think of these people that they were always at this top level to me is a farce, is wrong, and is not the truth. History rewrites what we want to rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. So when, like I said, back to that, they beat him up. He was beat up. He didn't score. They didn't come through in the finals. More power to Cleveland. They played in the way the game was played. Cleveland, at the end of the day, was the last team standing, and they deserved a win.
They did what they were supposed to do.
All right. Ron Jones about to start something else.
Oh, Lord.
Facebook Live said, I remember last year hearing that Steph Curry was one of the strongest guys on the team. What happened to his strength? Don't blame it on slight of
hand. I'm saying, beat up or not, like, you a grown-ass man. Excuse my French. Like, you better step your game up. He played too lackadaisical, and, like, this wasn't a championship. Like,
that.
He looked like his head wasn't even in the game half the time. I don't care if he's hurt, beat up or not. Look into his eyes. When I looked into his eyes, he did not have that killer instinct in his eyes. Like, look, I'm the MVP, 2-time, unanimously first-time MVP. I'm about to go win this game. I never saw that killer dog look in his eye. He looked like a little punk to me.
And maybe LeBron did maybe take some of his heart when he blocked his shot and talked to him. I mean, who knows?
I really want
to
know
because
what LeBron said.
Respond. Yeah, he didn't respond like he should have
responded. No, he didn't at all.
Not getting back in LeBron's face, but what I'm saying is respond with his game.
Exactly. That's like, you're supposed to come in and burn everybody up with your threes. Yeah.
Now, this is to me what happened. It goes back to something that Tiffany has said, that I don't think that they made the necessary adjustments all season when OKC ran them off the three-point line. Every time they ran Steph off the three-point line, even the whole team basically, they didn't make any adjustments to come back to solidify, well, can you do it this way? And I think as a team constructed, they in this series, they needed all of their parts.
Yes.
They needed all of their parts because what Bogut does is get the ball off.
That hurt.
And he gets them into that.
Yeah, he allows them to go out on that fast break and not crash the board.
He's a threat to catch a lob on the backside. Yeah. One thing.
And he can pass from the high post.
Yeah. When their defense extends.
And see, Azeele butterfingers and not catch the ball. Won't finish at the rim.
Yeah, so that's my thing. Y'all going to love this question.
Hold on, but it's a make or miss lead.
Yeah, it is.
If Steph makes those shots, because he shot the same shots.
Yeah.
Now this is one thing.
Hancock talked about it. The second time Magic went to the finals, when he dribbled out the clock, he got egg on his face, and he did. He went home that summer, didn't talk to nobody. Let's see what Steph does now.
He is at home with his family posing in Instagram photos.
No, I'm saying let's see what he does next year.
That's what I'm saying. His mind was so gone. I don't even think that he's going to make a change about this situation.
Well, we're going to see about that. All right, real quick, Hancock, we'll start with you. Fill in the blank. Steph was the blank best player in this series.
Steph may have been the fifth best player in this series. Maybe it might be even lower than that when you take LeBron, Kyrie, Draymond.
I give Klay.
Possibly
Sean Tristan, Livingston.
Possibly Tristan.
Man,
I think Sean kind of wilted after the first couple of games.
Yeah, he did.
Well, Tristan played well in the mid
towards the end.
In the biggest part of the series, yeah, Tristan played well. So, honestly, to me, Steph maybe was fifth, I would say.
They will?
I would put him five.
Yeah. LeBron, Kyrie.
Did I say five or six? Five or six.
Yeah, I would say LeBron, Kyrie, Draymond. And I would
Klay.
I would give him Klay. If my fifth, I would get fourth because Klay kind of wilted also in big moments. But, like I say, it was just – Steph just – his shots that he shoots just didn't go in.
And you know what? He was a victim of his own success.
No doubt.
For two years, yeah. I mean, he was making shots that we were looking at saying, that's video game.
Yeah.
And so he was basically what Tiger Woods ended up being. He held to a different standard.
Yeah.
When Tiger didn't win, you're like, why didn't he win?
When he misses a shot, you're like, how he missed?
How did Steph miss?
True.
So I think you become a victim of your own success.
I'm going to go a whole different
route.
Steph wasn't even close to being the best player in no way, shape, or form. I ain't going fifth, sixth, nothing. Wasn't even close. Wasn't even near close. I'm saying Barbosa was playing better than him. Most Space was playing better. Everybody was.
I think that the expectation, like you said, was
they were too high.
Because Steph had coming into the league, he had to learn how to play point guard. And turnovers was his nemesis.
Man, he was turning the ball over so bad. His mom had to make a bet with him.
And the way that he turned the ball over and when he turned the ball over, it kind of made everything kind of sink. You just like, MVP don't do
that.
It wasn't
even a heady play. It's enough when you make a play and you turn it over when you're trying to make the proper play.
Right.
But when you just lax and you're throwing the ball no look.
And you're throwing behind a back pass.
You're throwing behind your back.
To the corner.
And I'm like, why, Steph? I mean, you just didn't understand that. Why? Hey, what was that about?
I'm going to tell you, man, and I alluded to it, fatigue, man. It could be physical fatigue turns into mental fatigue. As your body breaks down, there goes your mind.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like I said, they play like they're in the rec league sometimes.
They do.
They play like
and they really looked like they was at the YMCA in Game 7.
Exactly. All right, real quick, because we got 5 minutes before we – jump into the word on the street. How does Golden State get back? Tip, we were stoked.
Go ahead and get Kevin Durant because they need a presence in a tall guy in the middle that can actually get rebounds and score.
I think all they need to me is some sort of inside presence. Now, Durant coming would help because you get that score, everybody can get breaks, and you still going to have a 30-point score on the floor. But I think they need somebody that's able to finish around the rim, and they need a little bit more rim protection.
Yeah.
They got to find a way to get Draymond some rest.
Yeah, he can't doing too much.
When they can't go to small ball so long.
Yeah.
I think it might even allude to you with that. Small ball had to be not a way of life, but a change of pace. Yeah.
There you go.
And yeah. it nice ended up becoming a way that they had to play to win. I think it eventually took its toll on them. But, and I'm going to get out of real quick. If you look at the last game, they held Cleveland to 94 points.
93.
Yeah.
93 points in game 7 on your home floor when you average 100 to 110.
That part.
You did what you needed to do on defense.
Right.
Right.
You just didn't score. The two people that didn't live up were Klay and Steph. Let's just be honest. They get their average. Mm-hmm.
14 and 17 points apiece.
If they get their average, they're what, two-time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they, like I said, they play the defense. Even when they can talk about how Kyrie and LeBron did this or whatever. Game 7, they had 93 points.
Yeah, they played
defense. Mm-hmm. So the defense did what they needed to
they
do.
They did. They just didn't make those buckets. And Steve Kerr made some terrible substitutions. You do not have Steph Curry on the bench in the beginning of the fourth quarter. He sat on the bench until like the 9-minute mark. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah, not a good decision. D-Will, what you got on Golden State? What do they need to do to get back?
Golden State can go a couple of ways because, like you say, they're back-to-back finals appearances with a championship, so they don't need much.
True.
All right? It's not like they need to reinvent the wheel.
No, they don't.
But they can go one or two ways. They can go the extra score way, too, because if you understand, if Harrison Barnes scores 15 points, we're not even having a conversation.
Very true.
All his shots was open.
Four Man. For 22. Man, four for 22 in the series from three-point line.
He hit his first one.
And he hit his first one. He was four for 22 for the series for the three-point line.
Oh, my God.
And at one point, he was 0 for 12.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Okay. So they can go. If we just get somebody who can stand out there and knock that shot down, we win another championship. But I also agree with Bogut going out and them not having a rim protector or somebody who can at least be a threat to score on the inside. That messed them up.
But I blame Steve Kerr for that because when Bogut goes down, you're supposed to adjust your game and have your guys crash the boards. They still trying to get out on their break like they normally do, like they really had a big man
and
there.
And I agree with that, but they didn't have anybody to crash.
Even still, if That's you, why got, they went small even still, if you see, got everybody you crashing the boards, you're likely to get more of a rebound than Cleveland is.
Tristan killed them in but game 7, he only had 3 rebounds.
Yep.
See, they made a concerted effort to keep him off the boards.
Yep.
And they kept the game. See, Tristan, what he did was give Cleveland more possessions. If you watch this series, when Cleveland missed, they would get a rebound.
Right, but they let Kevin Love and LeBron all over him.
Yep, but Love didn't hurt him like Tristan did.
True.
Tristan was killing him on the boards, man.
K-Love had like 6 offensive rebounds in the first half.
Yeah.
But like I said, he was playing against Iguodala and small ball. So.
Yeah, I think when you take a cog out of that link, it disrupts the rotation.
Everything. Very true.
I mean, it just disrupts it. No I mean, no we talk about the Hawks all the time. Defensive rotation, as much as we may not understand it, defensive rotation is so important in basketball in the way that they did. Mm-hmm. And they did a hell of a job into the 93 points that you alluded to. They just didn't get nothing off. The open shots that they normally hit just didn't go down. And that's just at the end of the day, that's just what happened.
And what did you say about Bogut? We know Steph is limited, but when you got a 7-footer back there, mm-hmm. you can help protect him more. Mm-hmm. And without him,
he
was exposed.
So they say they need to keep the team intact. They just got outplayed.
I agree. Just Harrison Barnes, like I said, you can go big and get you somebody else or get you somebody to go in that Harrison Barnes to buy.
Ain't no need in panicking. That's what we
said.
No overreacting Monday. Yeah.
Please don't.
And going to the word on the street, Ron Jones pissing everybody off again. He said
the
biggest collapse in sports history.
He on a roll tonight, ain't he?
Ron Jones, you got more airtime than you deserve, boy.
he said the biggest collapse in sports history. Yeah. That's crazy.
He must just start watching sports on game 7.
Just like half of the world.
You ain't never seen any Yankees and Red Sox?
All right, man. Time to get to the word on the street, man. By the jewelers, but y'all tune in. Get your pen to paper out, baby. Here we go.
Welcome to The Word on the Street with The Jeweler Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where you have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. Of course, they're about your NBA champion, Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers became an expansion team in the NBA in 1970. Before they settled on calling them the Cavaliers, they considered calling them the Jays, the Foresters, or the Presidents. The Cavaliers have had 6 number one draft picks throughout their history. Austin Carr, Brad Daugherty, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Bennett, and Andrew Wiggins. They've had 2 rookies of the year with Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. They have been Eastern Conference champions 3 times, 2007, 2015, and 2016. And Cleveland, along with Oakland, had the longest championship droughts for the cities that have professional baseball, basketball, and football teams. Cleveland's last title was in 1964 from the Cleveland Browns football team. 52 years later, the NBA team has captured their first NBA title. So congratulations to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. We already told you that the NBA Finals game was the highest game ever in NBA history. It had over a 18.9 million viewer rating. WNBA news for you. We had a battle of the unbeatens. The Minnesota Lynx, Maya Moore's team, has the best start in WNBA history right now. They are really hooping for real. So if you want to see some basketball, some women play some good basketball, check out the Minnesota Lynx. Right now they are 13-0. They just handed Candace Parker's team, the Los Angeles Sparks, their first loss of the season. So they are now 11-1. The funny thing about that game is that Maya Moore only had 8 points and was 3-for-9. She played 20 minutes, and Candace Parker only had 9 points, and she was 3-for-13 and played 33 minutes. So the superstars didn't even show up.
I guess that's why she ain't going, right?
Basically.
I bet that was hard to watch.
It was. Yeah. The WNBA has announced its top 20 players that have graced the WNBA court over its first 20 seasons. The league started in 1996, and more than 850 women have played. A 15-member committee featuring women basketball pioneers and NBA Hall of Famers chose the top 20 at 20. It includes 9 current players and 11 former players. 17 out of those 20 players have played on a WNBA championship team. The 9 current players include Simone Augustus of the Minnesota Lynx, Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm, Swin Cash of the New York Liberty, Tamika Catchings of the Indiana Fever, Maya Moore of the Minnesota Lynx, Candace Parker of the Los Angeles Sparks, Kathy Pondexter of the Chicago Sky, Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury, Lindsay Whalen of the Minnesota Lynx, and the former players include Cynthia Cooper, who played for the Houston Comets.
Baller.
Man, oh my gosh, she was the truth, wasn't she? Cheryl Swoops, who spent the majority of her career with the Houston Comets.
Yep. Baller.
Man,
baller.
Tina Thompson was also part of that championship dynasty team with the Houston Comets.
Hey, I know something about her. She's the all-time leading scorer in WNBA history.
Yes, she is. You better say it, D-Will. That's my boy. And Becky Hammon, who is currently the assistant coach of the NBA San Antonio Spurs. She played for the New York Liberty and the San Antonio Silver Stars. Lisa Leslie, what played for the Los Angeles Sparks. Yolanda Griffith spent majority of her career with the Sacramento Monarchs. Lauren Jackson played for the Seattle Storm. Deanna Nolan played for the Detroit Shock. Katie Smith spent the majority of her career with the Minnesota Lynx and Detroit Shock. Teresa Witherspoon played for the New York Liberty. And Tisha Pinichero, who is one of the best passers to ever grace the women's court, played for the Sacramento Monarchs. Man, that girl, that was like a Jason Williams type passer. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Man, she was the truth. More WNBA news for you. Congratulations goes out to Skylar Diggins. She just broke a bunch of guys' hearts because her longtime boyfriend, Daniel Smith, proposed to her on June 12th. I need to give her props because many women that get famous end up getting pursued by already famous male celebrities. She had Drake pursuing her. She had Lil Wayne, a bunch of other dudes. And she continued to stay with her longtime boyfriend and friend zone everybody else. So congratulations to the happy couple. He proposed to her at his art gallery. He's an artist, and he had a painting that he did. It wasn't really a painting. He basically put a bunch of cut mirrors together on a canvas, and he had the ring sitting on the corner of one of the mirrors. It was really cute.
Right now.
Yeah. Other couples news for you. Iggy Azalea broke up with Lakers small forward Swaggy P, also known as Nick Young. Iggy says she tried to rebuild her trust in him after point guard D'Angelo Russell leaked a video of a conversation he and Nick Young had. If you want to hear about that saga, catch our archive shows on hm3inc.com. She was seen Tuesday morning moving all of her things out of the house they lived in because the house belongs to Nick, and she is having the car that she bought for him as a Christmas gift towed away.
Wow.
But he actually could have kept it because by California law, with couples, when they get engaged, if the marriage doesn't happen, she has to give back the ring, but any gifts that were given, they can keep them because they're presents. So he kind of messed up.
The ring is not considered a gift. Right. That's crazy to me. That's property.
But since the marriage didn't happen, she
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't have to get my car up. Right. But I got to get my ring up?
Yeah, and that engagement ring is 10.43 carats, worth $500,000, and that car worth $100,000. So Nick basically came up giving it back. He wins. In other couples news, Lakers forward Julius Randle just proposed to his girlfriend Kendra Shaw in Greece, and she said yes. Former three-division champ boxer Shane Mosley has been ordered to pay his ex-wife $300,000 in back child support payments dating back to December 2014. $85,000 of that is his share in a tax debt that the couple had owed. And now he also has to pay his ex-wife's court fees coming out the pocket.
Do he have $300,000?
No. In some golf news, Dustin Johnson just won his first major championship. He won the U.S. Open that was just held at the Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. He finished 4 under par. Some interesting facts about Dustin Johnson. He's actually engaged to hockey legend star Wayne Gretzky's daughter, Paulina. And Wayne Gretzky is actually his mentor and accompanies him during tournaments. So shout out to Dustin. Do your thing. Other golf news. 3 weeks ago, I told you about Rory McIlroy acting like he wasn't afraid of the Zika virus. If you missed that story, you can catch our archive shows on hm3inc.com. Now he is singing a very different song. Rory has officially withdrawn his name from the Rio Olympics because of the Zika threat. He said it's a risk he is unwilling to take. Me being a female, his fiance said, if you go over there and bring me back Zika, we are not being together no more. Wow. So that's what
I don't know
really
why they don't just pull the plug. You know, the Brazil, what was it? They asked for like $1 million or so many million dollars to take care of some debt with the Olympics. Yeah. They might not even be able to put it on.
Yeah, they don't even have the venues finished yet.
Right. They said parking won't even be done for 3 years. I think the games happen in a few
in a month.
Yeah.
Games happen in like 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
There'll be a lot of Uber drivers.
Hey, don't go over there, Hancock. I don't want you catching Zika. Don't do that.
Unprepared.
And some MMA UFC news for you. UFC 202, the main event, Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor 2 is going down. If you want to catch all the press conferences leading up to the event, they start July 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern in Vegas. UFC 202 is happening August 20th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So get your tickets now if you want to go. The hockey salary cap for the 2016-2017 season will be $73 million. This past season, it was $71.4 million. So everybody's salary cap going up. NFL athlete Warner Street for you. The Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera got a new contract with the team. They gave him a new 3-year deal worth $19.5 million, and three more is available in incentives. The Panthers have won the NFC South the last 3 years in a row, so he is well-deserving of that new contract. The Washington Redskins have introduced beeping footballs into their mini camps. These beeping footballs are here to emphasize ball security. When the ball is being held correctly with the fundamental 5 points of pressure, it emits an audible beeping sound at about 80 decibels to tell a player that he is carrying right. If he's carrying it wrong, it will start making some crazy, insane beeping sound, and that will let them know they're carrying it wrong because they are trying to create muscle memory with the players of what it feels like to have the ball secured to their body at all times.
But don't that seem backwards? It seems like the alarm would go off if you weren't carrying it right.
Well, when you're squeezing it right, and it does a constant like a do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, yeah. Those footballs cost $150 each. And I mean, because running backs, they mostly fumble because they're not carrying the ball right. So we'll see how well it works for you.
They only did that for Matt Jones.
Let me jump into some hot rumors on the street for you. Mark Sanchez and two other pro athletes, San Francisco Giants pitcher Jake Peavy and former Astros pitcher Roy Oswalt, have allegedly lost nearly $30 million to a man who allegedly was using their money to prop up a failing company that marketed tickets to sporting events. A guy named Ash Narayan is accused of directing a total of $33 million into client funds to Ticket Reserve without their knowledge or consent. He allegedly used forged or unauthorized signatures to support the transactions. And there's a lawsuit being filed against him from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
So Roy Oswalt and who else?
Jake Peavy and Mark Sanchez.
Man, that's crazy because, you know, your boy Kurt Schilling lost that money for
insider
for that baseball game trying to create a game. He lost $30 million.
Yep.
What? They need some help in that baseball.
They really
do.
Adrian Peterson is actually trying to be exempt from off-season workouts. He said that he gets sick of the off-season grind and is not sure how many more of them he wants to go through. He noted that his best season in the NFL was in 2012 when he didn't have to go through the off-season workouts because he was rehabbing his ACL. He feels that not participating gives him more of an edge when the season starts.
I wouldn't make him come.
I wouldn't make him come either.
His resume is already there.
There it is. So why do you need him there?
Please.
Let him rest until the season starts so he can be healthy. The NFL and NFL Players Association. Now, after I read this, I'm going to need Big Ho Hancock. Y'all need to go try out for this. The NFL and the NFL Players Association have extended the agreement to have the practice squad rosters at 10 players for the next two seasons. This allows for 64 more jobs for players in the NFL that didn't exist 2 years ago. Practice squad players make a minimum of $6,900 per week. That's $117,300 for a full season. In 2017, they're going to make $7,200 per week, and that's $122,400 per season. How long is the football season? You get all that for just being on the practice squad?
That sounds good, but yeah.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
No, you ain't gonna be able to do it.
I'll talk about it.
You might be talking about you ain't gonna be able to try.
Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do that.
Go there, all right, get but somebody, you know what? Some
water. That's a wrap on your word on the street.
I rap
with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Appreciate you.
Blow the whistle or something.
Yeah, I can't. My,
y'all ain't going to join the practice squad for that
money. I tape your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't going to do that one.
I'll be on the IR on practice squad.
That's crazy.
You're in the reserve, man.
You're in the reserve. I can't be able to play today. My ankle. I need to
tape. Thanks for Facebook Live tuning in, man. We got to go take a commercial break. I know you can't hear it, but trust me, we on commercial when we go to these breaks. And when we come back, we'll talk about these trades. And it could possibly be a reunion that played together in college. When we return, Sports Roundtable will tell you all about, they're talking about forming up again in the NBA. Don't believe it's going to happen, but it's worth talking about, and we'll see what happens. Sports Roundtable, SRT crew, keep it locked. We'll be right back. I'm your main man, HM3. I'm the host and the producer of the Sports Roundtable podcast. Thanks for tuning in to my website, HM3Inc.com, the home of the Sports Roundtable podcast. You have not made a mistake because you have reached a place where you can hear the most entertaining sports show on the internet. You know why? Because we talk sports, we entertain, and we talk sports. We also tell jokes. And more importantly, we give you our picks of the week. So I want to give a shout out to my crew, the Jewel of Sports, D-Wheel, the sports superhero, and of course my main man Slick Money. So if you need to get your sports fix on, go to hm3inc.com, click on SRT Podcast, and you can get your listen on. All shows are archived. I'm your main man, HM3 from the SRT crew. We know sports. Sports Roundtable.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second hour of the show. First hour, you missed the Hot 88, and you missed a very inspired review of the finals.
Very inspired.
Very inspired. And I think somebody in Golden State was listening. Tip, what just happened on the net?
The owner talking about, he just made a statement basically after we talked about it and saying they drove the idea of small ball, but now it's time to try what's next.
It's crazy.
That letter that Adam Silver wrote, well, said, the most important thing to you.
They listening to us. Shout out.
Shout out.
Thank
shout
you
out
for the support.
Why was that so important?
I understood what the people of Northeast Ohio have been through the last 50 plus years.
Mr. LeBron.
I kept it at bay. I never stressed the fact that I didn't feel the pressure, that none of those things, so it always kept me level-headed. But I understood what everyone in Northeast Ohio have been through the last 50-plus years, and I'm happy to be a part of history. I can't wait to get back home. I'm ready to get to you guys.
That's Mr. LeBron James talking at the after the game as he celebrate, and we want to congratulate Cleveland and the whole Cavalier Nation, the real Cavalier Nation.
Yeah, the LeBron bandwagon ears.
Exactly. The real Cavalier Nation. We want to at least congratulate you. And they said that Jim Brown actually was there today at the parade, 1.3 million there, and he gave LeBron the trophy. So, you know, got to shout out.
Nice.
To Cav Nation, man. But now
congrats,
it's time to get
to
into some trending. When I say trending topics. Trending topics. All right, D-Will, what you got for me?
Man, I got a lot today, Big Hope. We have known the internet has been blowing up the last couple of days with the finals just ending, all the NBA trade talk coming up, the NBA draft, and free agency starting on July 1st. It has been blowing up. But I'm going to start in a different direction. Louisiana DA drops the case against Alabama players Cam Robinson and Hootie Jones for gun and drug charges.
Of course they did.
And in my opinion, it's a good thing, but his reasoning for dropping it is even better. Him coming out and blatantly saying, I'm dropping this case because I personally don't want to ruin two young men's lives, was big for a DA to say.
True.
Especially in the light of the Brock Turner case.
That part right yeah. there.
That is that, and I think he did that because of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, with the trades going down, speaking NBA, Atlanta trades Jeff Teague, and the keys have been turned over to Dennis Schroeder.
What?
Dennis Schroeder is a youngin' who's sporadic at times.
Man.
For the love of God, Dennis Schroeder shoots another air ball. But he has been known as a partier, and rumor has it that he is opening up a club in downtown Buckhead.
Mm.
But the reasoning behind him opening a club may be a good gesture, but may not be the best for him. Rumor has it that he is opening up this club so he can employ his family members to keep them on a working visa so they can stay in the U.S. For y'all that don't know, Dennis Schroeder's from Germany. He's a black German.
I love the way he just said that.
All right. And he wants to keep his family close to him because he's making a better way. So he's opening up a club so he can employ them. That can go one of two ways. And I hope Atlanta wear it for it. Also, what's trending? I don't know if y'all seen it, but have y'all seen the new Foot Locker commercial?
Yeah.
Featuring Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons.
With D'Angelo Russell in it?
Yes.
D'Angelo Russell.
I haven't looked at it yet. Carl, it's on my radar.
Yes, hey, listen, I'm not going to say his name is Cat. He's good enough to have a nickname. Cat and Devin Booker. And the reason I brought up this and the reason it's trending online is because with Tip just giving us the word that Iggy Azalea and Nick Young have now officially broken up, in this commercial, Ben Simmons is asking for advice from these one-year players. And he asked D'Angelo, you got anything else for me? D'Angelo asks him, do you have a phone? He gives him his phone. He turns around and he chunks it out the window into the ocean. And then guess what he says? Trust me.
Yes.
If that's not shade, I don't know what shade is.
Great commercial.
Great commercial. I cannot believe that D'Angelo agreed to do that.
Hey, he got to make light.
He has to. He making money.
He making money.
That's what I mean. You got to put it in a better way.
Yeah, he has to because he looks so bad in the situation when it happened.
If I'm Nick Young, every time I see him, he got to catch a fade.
Wow.
Every single time.
You're just knocking him out.
You can't walk by me. If y'all want me to translate catch a fade, mean we got to fight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, man, I'm going to end this on a high note for a low period. Some very popular athletes, Shaquille O'Neal, Johnny Damon, ex-Boston Red Sox and New York Yankee, Tim Tebow, and soccer great Kaká, all went and visited the survivor victims of the Orlando shooting in the hospital.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. They not only went and visited them, they spent time, they took them gifts, they prayed with them. And for them to be such huge figures in sports, for them to come out and do a gesture of that, it's not enough that's talked about for athletes, for what they do for the community. You always hear them when they get in trouble, but you never hear about when they do something good.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure. And that's blowing up the internet. There's pictures everywhere if y'all want to go out there and check it out. And y'all can go to our page on Facebook at SRT Radio and check out all this news. But Big Ho, that'll do it.
All right, man. D-Will.
Shout out to Aisha Curry that's been trending. Girl, stop talking about your man job online. Exactly.
Hey, I told you, I just don't do the gossip.
Exactly. Just stop. Just stop, girl. Just stop. That's his job.
Yes. And you don't put him in a...
Hey, but I'm going to give Aisha Curry one thing. She's probably been around more basketball than most.
True.
So yes. She can't have an opinion.
She can have an opinion, but when it comes to her man's job, that's his job. That's like, dude, that's like your wife going to Emory and then saying something crazy about it online. Like, that's his job. Like, she needs to stay out of that.
Yeah.
I don't make $1 million.
Even still, though.
You know what I'm saying? So she can say a whole lot more to me.
Well, more importantly, great job, by the way. And more importantly, Johnny Damon and baseball was mentioned in your trending topic.
Hey, and then I actually gave two teams.
Shocker! He
I gave
some
two
baseball
teams.
In it. Yeah, I was shocked.
Go ahead, D. Second baseball reference of the night.
There you go. Oh my goodness, that's all the Hancock.
Yes, sir.
Moments in sports, baby. Know you got something for us.
I got something for you, big dog. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to go back, and we're going to call this moment in sports NBA legend that never was. We're going to go back 20 years, and I think it's appropriate because the NBA draft is tomorrow night. We're going to go back to June 17, 1986 draft. The draft featured players such as Chris Washburn. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you should have cleared your throat.
Kenny Skywalker. Ron Harper, who was... At that time, rivaled Michael Jordan as a basketball player.
Doubles!
And Johnny Dawkins, a former Duke great. The overall number one pick in that draft was Brad Daugherty, big-time center out of North Carolina. But many thought the prize of the draft was the University of Maryland's ACC Player of the Year, Len Bias.
My favorite player growing up.
Bias was the second pick of the draft for the Boston Celtics. But unfortunately, he never got to wear the green and white. Bias, as a result of cocaine overdose, died 2 days later, never playing a minute in the NBA.
Wow.
A little background on Bias. It was said by NBA scout for Boston, Ed Badger, that Bias' potential made him the closest basketball player to Michael Jordan. Coach Mike Krzyzewski said that Jordan and Bias were two of the greatest players to ever play in the ACC. And for you guys who never got a chance to see him play, YouTube him.
Please do.
We're talking about somebody with a body of Adonis, moved like Baryshnikov, and could shoot it from range, from the mid-range, actually was even said to have had a better, a more ready pro game than Jordan when he came out.
Wow.
Oh, he dominated North Carolina and Jordan in college.
Wow.
He was ambidextrous, too.
Yeah.
He would shoot a left hand, right hand, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm.
There have always been debates on what would have happened had he played with Boston. Boston was coming off an NBA championship the year they drafted him. Mm-hmm. He would have come in, and Boston never would have taken that dip that they had.
Yep.
Because he would have been groomed to come in and take over for Bird and keep that Celtic legacy going. You know, you might not have had that Showtime Lakers winning 5 in 9 years. You might not have had Jordan winning 6 rings. We never know. But one thing we do know, if you go back and you look at the college basketball games back in that time, he was right there rivaling Michael. So, had he lived, possibly one of the greatest basketball players in the NBA, but we'll never know. Len Bias.
Ooh, that was good, Hancock.
NBA legend that never will.
Nice.
Wow.
That's good stuff. That
took me back.
Yeah, Boston went through a tough time.
Reggie Lewis, three years later.
Reggie Lewis died on the court.
Yeah.
And that really set them back, too. So.
Yeah.
Wasn't Chris Washburn on that stuff, too?
Yeah, he was on it.
Yeah, so that was on that
his
stuff
son
draft.
Has to play for TCU.
He sure does.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Got that big wide.
He looks just like him.
Man, trending topics was good, and Mamas in Sports. Y'all a tag team, man. Y'all do.
Yeah,
awesome,
that's good
man.
Stuff.
Good stuff.
Appreciate
man.
It.
Check us out, Facebook Live. Check us out, IBNX Radio. We mentioned in the first hour that next week will be our last show. We are actually growing. We want to thank IBNX for giving us the opportunity. We are moving to an AM station that will be announced next week. So congrats to Sports Roundtable and the rest of the Sports Roundtable Nation. Thanks for your support, man. We really appreciate it. Check out our Facebook page at SRT Radio. We're also on Twitter with the same name, and we are on IG as well. So let's get into these trade talks.
It's a lot. Everybody and their mama opting out their contract.
Yeah,
too.
And that's off the chain. Well, let's just get straight to it, man. Hawks trade T. They got 12 and 21 now. They didn't get nothing back from Utah. Hancock, at this present moment, are they winners or losers for this?
The jury's still out, but if you're going to lean one way or another, they didn't get enough fatigue, I don't think. I think they're still on the losing side right now because you're still kind of up in the air. You're getting something that you don't know what's coming back, plus you don't know what Al's going to do. So you kind of like in flux. So no, they right as it stands right now. No, they're kind of on the losing end.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely crazy as far as I'm concerned. Tiff, your thoughts on the trade with the with Utah and you know Utah coach was an assistant for the Hawks, so easy transition, I guess.
Another one of them dookies.
Yeah. You got a frown when you say it. You got a frown when you say it. We everywhere, though. We like American Express. Don't get me started. Anyway, Tiff. Your thoughts on Teague Trey? He was a free agent.
Yeah. I mean,
this is free agent year, so.
I mean, I don't think the Hawks really. If the Hawks was going to give away anybody, it should have been Schroeder. I mean, why did it have to be Teague? I mean, I don't feel that they got enough for him. I mean, yeah, you got a number 12 draft pick and you got 2 draft picks in the first round. But, I mean, let somebody need to come around with the right deal and they need to package that up and trade it for real. Because, I mean, who are you really going to get at 12 and 24 that's going to help you right now? Like, the Hawks were a playoff team and Jeff Teague was your quote-unquote head of your snake leading you in these playoffs. And basically, you just chopped the head off the snake. So now who's going to be the head?
Yeah. Weezy, 12 and 21, they got the picks. if they, what would you do with it? Would you keep the picks? Would you try to move up? Who would you try to get? Or what's the game plan? Because obviously it's not enough.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. With the situation they're in and what I see in the draft, I would keep the picks.
Okay.
I think two is better than one, all right, because it's not like it's one thing that's going to solidify the Hawks to get them over the top. They need a wing score and they need an inside presence.
True.
So you can pick both of those. Not saying they're going to help you immediately, but for Jeff Teague's trade, Coach Bud was ready to turn the car over.
It seemed like Schroeder. It.
All right. I think Jeff Teague's time has ran its course in Atlanta. All right. You saw it in the playoffs in the fourth quarter who was playing.
Schroeder was.
All right. And Jeff Teague has more trade value than Dennis Schroeder.
True.
So it was smart for them to go ahead and get rid of him because I don't even think Jeff Teague was worth a number 12 pick if you want my opinion. I think that was high.
Yeah, but what happens with him? He being an all star, you know, things are skewed. That's
right.
I agree. The value is skewed on what's valued in the NBA.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Yeah. You got so much. You know, it's so much play in why a player is valued at this and why a player. I mean, even Al Horford. When we look at his numbers, the numbers that he gives you every night do not constitute that of a $25 to $30 million player.
At least but it didn't.
In the NBA, in the way it is present day, he is.
Well, that's the thing. He can get 25 in Atlanta, but there's no way possible he's getting 25 in New York.
Not at all.
And see, that's why it throws me off.
Who, Horford?
Yeah. I don't think the Knicks would give him $25 million.
I don't think so either.
No, man. But the thing now, especially with the spacing that they
have. Yeah, with the cap going up, they're giving away money. So you're right. You got a good point on that.
25 is almost like 18, 19 now, D.
Yeah, I don't
and then
think
the next year.
It's I'm going just saying, I don't, okay, let me rephrase that. I don't think a big market team would give him that type of money. I just don't see it. Like the
big market or contender. What do you think? Which one?
I say big market.
A contender will.
A contender
though.
Would give it yeah, to him because he's sure. a great glue guy.
Yes.
Would he help Golden State?
Heck yeah!
Everybody can help Golden State.
What? Anybody in that mold who doesn't need the ball to score will help Golden
exactly.
State.
Exactly.
All right, we ain't gonna get no idea.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because right, then the owner gonna be talking about some. We're gonna look at. Exactly.
Hey, boy, I'm suing for tampering. I gotta get paid.
Hey,
check.
All right, so this has come up. Chandler Parsons. Noah and Horford. Mm-hmm. Orlando is possibly, allegedly, talking about bringing all three to Orlando.
Well,
I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
So they're going to get up off of
to Orlando?
The big boy they got?
Vujicic. Not Vujicic.
That's him.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
They're going to get up off of him?
I thought I said it wrong. Yeah, I thought I said it wrong.
From reports, Noah is not. Go be in Chicago because of Robert.
He's looking at New York too.
You know, yeah, exactly. But this is something to talk about. Chandler Parsons opted out. Mm-hmm. You know, he played at Florida.
Yeah.
Noah and, you know, Horford played at Florida.
But didn't Chandler Parsons just get $60 million?
It was a 3-year deal.
Yeah, like.
It was a 3-year deal. He didn't go back to Houston. He just.
He's leaving like 20 something million on the table.
He will if he leaves. Yeah.
Ooh, that's brave of him.
Yeah. So. I don't think it happens. You know, that's a they talk about.
I don't think Al goes there.
Yeah, I don't think they. I mean, they got a big guy. I mean,
do you think Al really? Do you think it's important for Al to win?
That's what I'm wondering.
Right now, I think he just want to get paid.
I think so too.
Like, I think. Go ahead.
Like, cause guys get to a certain point. In the beginning, they all want to get paid, but then they get to a certain point where, okay, I need to make it in that little Hall of Fame room, so I need to get a championship. That's why I kind of think Kevin Durant is getting in that mindset, okay, I need to get a ring. But right now, Al Horford's like, shoot, I'm good enough. I need to get my money right now.
Yeah, I think once he get over this, then I think something else
happens. He might do David West
at least. Yeah. I think 25 is in the book for him.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Hancock.
Oh, he's not leaving the Hawks.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. Yeah. Derrick Rose traded to the Knicks.
Got some hand claps. My goodness, we need some hand claps for Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson is the man. Wow.
So Derrick Rose goes to New York along with Justin Holiday.
Right.
for Robin Lopez, Jerrion Grant.
That's another.
And I like Jerrion Grant.
Jose
Calderon.
Calderon.
And also, they got a second round pick, too.
Oh, yeah. And they did get a second round
Knicks
pick.
Got a second round
so, pick. D-Will, who wins, who loses in that?
It's both of them win because the Chicago Bulls
I see your point.
Yeah. Are tanking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cleaning house.
Yep.
So that was – they got a young point guard in Jerrion Grant who can be some. You know, he has I some like sort
him.
Of
he can help you win some games.
Yeah, he's like not going to win. No,
okay.
He ain't going to do that.
Oh, I
but he's
going
to be a good Band-Aid to say you ain't.
That's why I had to preface this.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to put the Band-Aid so you ain't all the way cutting your wrist in public.
Okay.
But it is a great trade for the New York Knicks. Not only does Derrick Rose get a change of scenery, he gets out of his hometown.
Yeah.
He gets away from the scrutiny and the pressure of having to do it. And he goes to a big market. And he's a small fish. And let me kind of explain
that. He doesn't have to do all the work.
He's not a person with a outgoing personality.
Not
he
at
doesn't
all.
Need that attention.
No.
So for him to go to a big market with a team that he doesn't have to be the man,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a great spot for him.
Yeah.
Now, going to Hancock.
I bet you he don't get injured this year.
Let me flip this for you. With all of the scrutiny that he's been through, since his injuries and things of that nature, how does he handle New York press?
Well, and that's going to be a problem. and that will be the only thing. One good thing, and to just a little bit of what D is saying, I don't not so much he's a small fish, he got a big fish in the pond with him.
Mm-hmm.
He got Mellows there,
yep.
Which is going to deflect a lot from it. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, you're right, if he has thin skin and the way his brother is always kind of
talking for
and always, that's not going to go well in the media. In
no.
I promise you, in New York, it's not going to sit well. His brother got to really bow down and not be the story.
True.
You're right. They have to conform and let Derrick be a basketball player. They have to take the training wheels off him, take the bumpers, the buffers all the way from around. Mm-hmm. Let him be a man.
Yeah.
Because I think, to me, they have retarded his progress by always being there. Derrick, what you need? Derrick, don't fall.
Good point, Hancock.
Derrick, don't do this.
Derrick, I'll talk for you. Don't you say that.
Yeah,
let
that's a
Derrick
good point.
Let grow up. And I don't think they're allowing him to be, for lack of a better term, a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. Just stop with all that. These families, y'all got to get back a little bit. Let these people be what they are.
Now, to your point, with the alleged rumors that we are all hearing that Dwight Howard may be gone, that's another person that can take the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
At least he'll get some of that media. Well, hell, they got enough pages to write about everybody.
Oh, yeah, but he's a media firestorm.
Yeah, he's a media firestorm.
He will be talking every day.
Yeah. So with Porzingis, Melo, and if Dwight goes there, I can see how Derrick can kind of be a small fish in that pond of sharks in New York because they are some sharks.
Yeah.
But what is New York's real expectations of Derrick Rose? If they're expecting MVP Derrick Rose, they just seen the last three seasons
that
they're not
that.
Getting that person.
Bill Jackson
I'm talking about the
that.
Media.
Right.
The media in New York.
They can't be. If they harp on Derrick Rose, it's just because that's just what they do. And that is just what they do. But what are your true expectations besides him coming in being a second or third option?
They really shouldn't have any, though, for real.
That's why,
like, let's be real. They really shouldn't have any.
Yeah. I mean, well, you get the thing about New York is now you're getting star power name, at least.
True.
You know, they don't have Jerrion Grant. You know, who is he?
Yeah, Jerrion Grant, Derrick Rose.
That's
you
like,
right.
Who?
So now you got at least somebody who you can put on the marquee.
Yeah.
He can be on the ticket. Now.
Right. Yeah. You can put his picture.
You can.
Right.
You can put him in Times Square.
You can.
I mean, they got their – if they do sign Dwight, then they got their own version of their big three. You know, the only thing I'm worried about –
we call it a medium three.
They got a big four.
Well, about
I like Kristaps.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just only getting better.
You're right, Kristaps. You're right.
Well, so. Dwight ain't there yet.
Not that's what I said. If he comes,
hypothetically speaking,
and they go give him $30 million.
He's gonna get $25-30 million,
yeah, and they're gonna be buying him out just like your boy Steve Francis.
Yep. Hey, now to your point, Hancock. Now his brother can't go to New York and act a fool.
Nah,
he will though. That's his brother. He crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Sit down, man.
He going to be up there flapping his gums. He can't wait to get his butt in that New York
City.
They
might need to send somebody with Derrick.
I think Derrick, I agree with Hancock. I think he needs to step up and
say so.
Yeah, man. Like, put your people in place.
They got it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tim. Chicago, what does it do for the Bulls? You happy with the trade? Do they bring it back DJ Augustine?
I'm disgusted with the trade, and they just need to continue to blow everything up. Get Jimmy Butler to Minnesota. Just keep blowing everything on up so y'all can pull whatever Philly tank move y'all pulling so y'all can get a future number one draft pick and start building, try to build around him and start over. Because that's what it looks like they're doing. Because, I mean, if you trade Derrick Rose, you basically are blowing the entire thing up. So keep going. Call Thibodeau in Minnesota, see what you can get for Jimmy Butler. Keep going to find out what you're going to get for Noah or whomever. Mm-hmm. Just continue to tank the whole thing and settle for try to get your first round draft pick in a couple years and build around that kid.
And you might be right about having to get rid of Jimmy Butler because his mentality is that of Thibodeau.
Yeah, defense it is. First.
And I don't think that's Hoiberg's
It's
thing.
Not.
Hoiberg is more of let's score.
Yeah.
And we're going to play defense, but they're a score.
Yeah.
So unless Jimmy can change his mental approach and fit in and buy in to what Hoiberg
he
wants.
He won't.
With McDermott and what's the big Russian or whatever kid they with the beard?
We'll know how to say his name.
Oh, Nikolai.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Miritich.
Buckets. You know, and Butler, those really your corner.
Taj Gibson's still there.
Yeah, Taj, but Taj is pretty much Taj. Yeah, you're right. Him, you know, and then your boy out of Bama. And he out of Bama.
Which one?
Portis.
Nah, he out of Arkansas.
Bobby
Portis. I mean, I think he's gonna get a lot of playing time this year. So, I think they're gonna go young, but yeah. They might have to go ahead and use that Jimmy Butler tomorrow. He might go tomorrow.
He should.
You know, to get a pick.
If I'm Jimmy, I'm like, I'm calling the front office, like, so where I'm going?
Yeah, I mean.
Slick Money just said, Chicago done. They won't make the playoffs next year.
He's absolutely
right. They
ain't
make it this year.
You're right, Slick.
Man, it's going to be. I think they're going to the cellar.
Yeah.
I think they're headed to the cellar.
They done, man.
And like I say, Jimmy.
You got to clean it up.
I got to give Fred Hoiberg one piece of credit.
What?
He brought out an offensive game in Jimmy Butler we didn't think he had.
Okay. You're right.
So I think his game, he developed into a top 20, top 15 player overall in the league, not a defensive player.
Very true.
It gave them more trade bait. Yeah. And if he's able to go to Minnesota, and if I'm Minnesota, I want to make the trade, but there's no way on this green earth that I'm giving up Andrew Wiggins.
Well, that ain't never going to happen. They won't do that.
If you Atlanta, are you packaging whatever and telling them, look, man, we'll take Jimmy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have 12, 21, and Horford.
And Horford. Give me Jimmy.
I don't know about that. Not Horford.
I'm
not as Al Horford. I don't see what y'all see in Al Horford. I don't see it.
What does he do? Well, you couldn't do it if you gave the picks away, but I'd be looking at maybe trying to get that Sabonis kid if I don't get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That, yeah, me too.
Pedigree, and he has game. So.
Yes, he does.
Speaking of Melo, LeBron wins the championship. We don't know if he go stay, leave, he go opt out, I'm sure. Reports that he may want to get his friend a ring. Mm. Does Melo come to Cleveland?
Does
LeBron go to New York?
LeBron,
maybe love in New York might be a better play.
Yeah.
And you bring Melo.
Melo not leaving New York after he got
D-Rose
out
of there. Yeah. Get love.
Because what Melo did was when Melo came to visit the Bulls before he signed that big contract in New York, when he was looking to see what team he went to, and when he visited the Bulls, that's when he convinced Derrick Rose to come play for New York. He wasn't coming here to visit he wasn't going there to visit the Bulls. He went there to convince
Conspiracy
Derrick Rose,
theory.
Hey, you need to come play in New York. So Melo's staying.
The only thing, like we talked about last week, I think Melo likes his money, and I know
exactly.
You know, build that life he's built in New
wife
York. That's the thing.
Money.
So
why you always gotta say it's her? Why it always gotta be the wife?
Because she always fresh. Yeah.
Well, she got her own paper, so let's not get
saying,
it twisted.
Like she's superstar status before she got with him.
Yeah. She's saving.
She ain't have her money she got now.
She ain't have 30 million.
Yeah, she ain't have 30 million.
Yeah, 30 million.
But
on that New York lifestyle.
No, she was in New York. She was working on TV.
She was on TRL. Yeah. That was in Times Square.
Yes.
But I can't see Melo leaving now because I'm going to tell y'all why I can't. Look who LeBron James just won the championship with.
That part right there.
Josh Smith, Iman Shumpert, Channing Frye,
all the folks
Mozgov. All four,
you say Josh Smith or J.R. Smith?
J.R. Smith.
Oh, okay.
J.R. Smith, Mozgov, yeah. Channing Frye, and Iman Shumpert. All four of them came from New York.
Yeah.
Melo had all four of them, and they were the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, because Melo don't make people around him better.
LeBron gets them, they win a championship. Now, granted, he does have Kyrie and Kevin Love, so I don't get me wrong. Kyrie. I'm not trying to convolute the argument.
Don't mention love. Come on, man. Ain't no love. We heard it last week.
But I understand. But I'm just Monster. Carmelo can't go there because I said this today on Facebook.
Next Space Jam.
I said this today on Facebook. Carmelo Anthony is a first ballot Hall of Famer, hands down. If he retired today,
what?
Okay? He's going in first ballot.
I don't agree with that.
Wow. Yes, he's going in.
I don't think so.
But my point is, we all talk about the elite room in the Hall of Fame. If he goes to team up with LeBron and wins a championship, he's still not going in that elite room.
Well, I would think so.
No, he's not, because we knocked LeBron for going to see D Wade. So I got to knock Melo if he goes to do the same ring, thing.
It's like the Clyde Drexler thing, I think. You know, Clyde has not looked that real bad, but when he went to play with Akeem. Because he had already been.
Exactly. And he's not in that elite room.
Right. He's not. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, I think Melo, with the stage he is in this game right now.
He just want to win a ring.
We all look at him and
I'm not arguing that. I agree with y'all on that. But I'm saying, if he was to do that, he should have to get the same treatment that LeBron James got for going down to Miami. And if Kevin Durant goes to San Antonio, if Kevin Durant goes to Golden State, they deserve the same treatment. And I'm not going to be able to put them in that room.
I don't agree that Kevin Durant deserves the same treatment. He's not going to say, you come play with me, you come play. He's not going to create a super team. He's just going to a team that needs him.
I was with that.
Golden State don't need him.
Yeah, they do.
I was with that same mentality. But like I said, to me, the landscape has changed, man. You can't even get upset no more. I mean, ain't no sense in even talking about. They building their teams now.
It's just like college basketball
saying,
now.
I'm taking, good point. It's like playing spades and you turn the spades over and say, I'm going to take the big joke. I'm going to take the spades. Now let's play. They doing that now.
I can't agree with it.
I fought it for the longest. I fought that at Michael Jordan.
That's why I'm surprised.
For the longest.
Because I fought you back.
It's just, when it happens, when LeBron does what he did, he went and said, I'm going down here to South Beach.
Never
I'm going to play with my big brother. I'm going to win. I didn't respect those championships. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. He came back home, even though he fired people, did what they want. He built a team like he wanted to do it. When you accomplish what you want to do, when everybody say you can't and it won't happen and you do it,
it's a copycat.
It's just
league.
Different now. And I just think now the whole landscape is.
So I'm a copycat on the hate.
That's what they do.
Right, right. I understand. I mean,
I did. That's cool. You can.
I'm a copycat on the hate.
Just like you talk about college basketball, how it is today.
Yeah.
He got to adjust to it.
I did, right.
You got. He got to adjust to it. Yeah. It's just the way the landscape of the land.
The landscape has changed.
You are, Kevin Durant specifically. I know we were talking about Carmelo.
He just need a different scenery, though.
I know. He already plays with a top three player in the league. I got my top three: LeBron, Westbrook, KD. So you're two, and we can flip flop KD and Westbrook however you want to do it. But you got two of the top two players on your team. So why are you running to Golden State to win a championship where you should be able to build it where you are already because you already got the pieces?
It's something there. There's something there he sees that ain't right. For him to leave, I gotta call Sam Presti.
I gotta find out.
I mean, all they need to add is one more shooter and they golden.
They beat Golden State if they got another shooter.
That's what I'm saying. They all need is one shooter and they in the NBA championship.
Deion Waiters is not it.
No, it's not. He is garbage.
They might have said Boston Celtics is one player away. And they'll be in this conversation.
From what? The playoffs?
Boston Celtics is one player away from what?
The playoffs. That's about it.
No, but Oklahoma City really was one shooter away from the NBA championship, seriously.
They was a bunch of turnovers away.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, yeah. You know, that's sickening the way they just.
It got to be something behind closed doors.
This thing just changed, man. I mean, it's not. The players have the power now.
It's a business.
They do. They got the power.
It's a business.
Very true.
Somebody going to go down there and play with old man gang. Watch and see.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's talking about James Harden. Those
James Harden, if you don't know.
I still don't rule out what we said about. Yeah, I still don't rule that out. Now, I would knock Kevin Durant for that.
Okay.
I would knock him for going to. Okay. Kevin Durant is a top three player, like we said. For him to go to Golden State, he would be a second option. You're going to where there's already a big dog on campus. The reason I didn't knock LeBron as much, because when he went to Miami, he was the big dog on campus, even though Wade and Bosh were there. So he was going as the man. If Kevin Durant leaves, he's not the man on that team. So how am I going to put you at the in the elite room, and you weren't even a man on your team and during your championships?
Yeah. Well, we got a whole lot going on with this email bag. So, and we can continue this conversation because these emails are going to be awesome. And we can just, when you hear the question, let's just raise a hand and see who put your hand up and see who want to get it. So I think
you ain't got to ask. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got about four questions. So we're going to introduce our intern.
All right, Lisa Fox.
What's up, Lisa?
All right, it's the Fox, and we have mail. First up in the mailbag, with Cleveland winning the NBA championship, how much credit does Tyronn Lue get? Talk to me.
Go for it.
I give all the credit to LeBron. Lue may have pulled a couple of strings by not taking LeBron out of the game when LeBron told him, I'm not coming out of the game. Lue may have done something when he said, I'm going to let Kyrie be Kyrie. Lue may have done something by saying, I'm not going to start the big guy and going to start Tristan. But all those things were LeBron done. So Tyronn Lue was in the right place at the right time.
Well said.
All
right. Puppet. NBA point guards. Walker, Walls, Lillard, Paul, Westbrook. Is Kyrie Irving one of the NBA top three point guards?
Without a doubt.
I just looked dead over there because I knew he was about to jump. I just looked over like D.
I had an extensive conversation on Facebook this week about the top point guards in the league. I'm gonna give you my I did my top 15. I actually did a top 20, but and y'all can go look that up on SRT Radio. But I got Westbrook number one, Curry number two,
okay,
Kyrie number three,
okay,
Lillard number four, mm-hmm, CP3 number five.
That works.
Bad. All right. Okay, my name is Dwight Howard. I averaged 13.7 points, 11.8 rebounds, 1.4 assists. I'm walking away from $23 million. Do you think I get a better purse on a free agent?
I'm going to use the Hancock phrase. He going to be like that bad boyfriend. Somebody going to want him. Like, for real. I mean, prime example, New York looking at him because they want to have a double presence in the center with him and Porzingis. I heard even Golden State might look at him because they noticed that when Bogut went down, they need a big man that's going to give a bigger presence in the center and score too. So somebody going to want Dwight Howard, and somebody is going to pay Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard just need to get his mind in the game for real.
All right, hold on.
Somebody got to go to Milwaukee,
hold
man.
Hold on.
But they want to go to people that's going to really be a contender. Milwaukee ain't, like, really that contender yet. Like, but what's happening in New York, that can automatically propel them into the top three in the East automatically.
So let's talk about this. Now, maybe we can't relate to turning down 23 million.
True.
Okay? But this is like to that. The point – of how this is a business. Now, in baseball, you go through this thing called arbitration where they crunch your numbers and they tell you what your value is based on numbers. That's arbitration. And they say you are or you can get this amount of money and that's it. Based on numbers, he might not get 10 million. In baseball.
Right.
Okay?
But we talking NBA.
The business of basketball, he's turning down $23 million. Think about this, $23 million. And he's about to get close to 30.
Yeah, he's getting 30.
He going to get 30.
Wow.
Yeah, he going to get it. Somebody going to give it to him.
This is a player's – they got the hammer.
They do. You're absolutely right.
They got the hammer.
All right, my last question in the mailbag is for everybody except Hancock, because he didn't already answered it. Okay. Okay, if you're Golden State, would you pay Harrison Barnes $94 million for 4 years, or would you go get some fresh blood?
All right, so that's obviously.
I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole.
This is a business. 4 years, $94 million is what teams can offer him, and they have to match. That's $23 million. And I ain't no math genius.
Man, if every small forward came down with chronic whatever, he wouldn't get $94 million. If they all lost a leg, he shouldn't get $94 million.
I'm playing with the Blade Runner.
I'm playing with a one-leg man rather than pay him. I'm playing with a man in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Then rather than pay him $94 million. And the wheelchair man probably can post him up. And take him
bad.
To the best. Look, man, he played horrible.
Oh,
he
man.
Turned yeah, down terrible. 60. I wasn't even supposed to ask.
You so fat.
He turned
right.
down 60.
He said everybody but Hancock.
He didn't win.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, he sound like he went to Duke. Yeah.
$94 million.
For Harrison Barnes.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm giving Harrison Barnes his walking papers. Matter of fact, do you get pink slips still?
No.
I'm filling out one of them.
No. I think $80 million is probably tops.
You don't even deserve none of that.
Just because of just the marketing itself.
Treating but like Josh Smith.
$94 million. You don't deserve nothing close.
You know what?
To that.
But and to be honest with you, I can't wait to see who offers.
Who pays him.
Me too. Because
out of all the free agents, Dwight Howard and Harrison Barnes, I just cannot wait to see.
Harrison Barnes, man.
And this is a flip for me and you because we were high on him last year.
I was waiting on y'all to go.
Will was singing Harrison Barnes praises,
boy. No, it was me and Harris.
I was waiting on y'all because I was 3 months ago when we be having this conversation.
Slick, I apologize.
I was not high on Harrison Barnes. Slick, I was with Slick was. When we was like, no, Harrison Barnes ain't
Slick,
that dude.
Slick, I apologize. Harrison Barnes.
No doubt.
It's garbage right
Shout
now.
Out, Slick, because me and you was both on it. Like, Harrison Barnes is weak.
Hot garbage.
He was hot. So weak, yo. Them lights came on, and he was not there.
And Azealia
missing
too.
Wide open jumpers.
Yeah, Azealia's
him and Azealia both.
When they ran that prank on him, they probably should have made it for real.
Yeah, for sure.
And released him.
But Harrison Barnes, $94 million.
He's garbage, man.
I can't see 80. Huh? I know you said that's probably what they're going to offer.
Man, I can't even see 50.
But you're right. And he probably took the gamble of not taking the 64 or 63, whatever they offered him.
It was just right above.
4 years
right
at less, 64
less than
million.
Clay, right?
Yeah. I think it was 4 years at 64 million.
Right.
And Clay got, what, 5 and 70?
And 70, yep.
Yeah. I mean.
And he probably going to get.
He don't even.
Clay need, if he did more than Clay needs slap.
Yeah.
Yes.
He need to fire his agent.
That part.
and the thing about it is, if the salary cap is not going up,
it's gone.
What would he
it's
get?
Going up.
Oh,
if
it wasn't going up, he'd be around the 50 million range.
Nah, because the going rate was still.
He'd be around 50.
Because, see, Tobias
Harris.
Is
right. It would be around
Tobias
50.
Harris
80 million.
Said, yeah, he set the tone for 80.
Yeah, but.
Reggie Jackson got 85.
Well, that's a different position, though.
Right. Yeah. And we talk about. And, no,
we just talk about the market.
About Reggie Jackson.
That's the market.
50 might be right. He probably would. But if I was Golden State, there's no way the 64 is still on the table.
Heck no. I'm not even offering him 40.
I'm telling you, go find out what you can get. And then holler at him.
Yeah, don't even offer him 40.
Wow.
He's still on 25 years old.
Well, he need to go
and I'm gonna tell you like this,
perfect his craft.
Like I say, he had a bad series.
He had a bad year.
He had a bad year, homie. Series?
After he hurt his ankle.
He has not played well.
Yeah. After he hurt his ankle, missed
because I've been watching
time.
Him ever since y'all been just
now,
talking
now,
about him
now,
like he's
now,
so
this
great.
Is the thing. So now, if they let Barnes go, because Azealia is a free agent.
He's gone.
Barbosa.
They're going to keep Barbosa. Him. He's staying.
And it's somebody else. If they bring in KD.
Most Spates free agent.
Right.
They're going to keep him, too.
If they bring in Kevin Durant.
They bring Durant. That means Iguodala got to go. That means Barnes got to go.
Yeah.
They can go ahead. They can do that.
Bogut has to go.
They can do that.
I think Iggy will restructure.
Just to stay and play. I think he would too.
He'd have to restructure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But he would. He wouldn't even have a problem doing that.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, they wouldn't sign Kevin Durant to a long-term deal.
He's no, still they would. It would be one. Yeah, it would be 1 year. Yeah. One or two.
2 years
yeah.
to opt out after first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying they wouldn't have to break the bank to get him is my point.
But what he said was wherever he goes, he's not looking to do this again. He's going to stay. If he did whatever he signed a two deal, he's staying there is what he's saying.
So they would have to get rid of those guys after next year.
After next year, yeah.
So they got a chance at another championship.
Yes, they
when
do.
When it boosts up again anyway, it's
going
to bump
up. It's going to keep going up every single year, man. It's going to keep raising.
Yeah.
Hey, Draymond can opt out in 2 years.
Yeah. He already making 80.
Draymond, if I was going to stay, he couldn't leave though.
That's what I'm saying. No. So he's going to listen. Steph is up in 2 years.
Yes,
Draymond can opt out. He'll be restricted after 2 years, but he can still opt out. So you got to pay both of them.
You sure do.
All right. So this is the question of the night. Hey, and Lisa, thanks for the email bag.
Good job, Lisa.
Did a great job on that. Who played worse, Harrison Barnes or Festus Ezeli?
I'm gonna say Harrison Barnes because I didn't expect nothing from Festus Ezeli.
That part right there, you know will. I wasn't expecting Festus to do nothing, but Harrison Barnes, I expected him to show up, hit his open shots, and not be 2 for 22 on 3-pointers. Like, stop the madness. You missing.
Right? It was 4 for 22, but that's even.
Well, in my mind, he was 0 for 38.
I think.
Okay.
I think Festus, they probably were guarding him. Felt like in the layup line, he was hard. I bet he didn't make five
layup line.
He was bad, man. He was bad.
He was terrible. Oh he can't. But at times he looked like a deer in headlights out really there.
Did. I didn't know his scared? Hands were that bad.
Like he looked scared.
And I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it like this: we screamed his praises all year, but Sean Livingston lost money too.
I don't think he did.
Because he showed up. In
I do
game
not
one.
Agree.
If y'all watch Sean Livingston from game 3 to game 7, he fell all the way off. I mean, completely off.
Well, he was overshadowed then, cause.
I'm about to
well, of course he was overshadowed because Steph was not making his normal shots.
Like this series went 3 games too long.
It did.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, 2 games too long, put it like that.
Absolutely.
And
should have been over in five.
Yeah,
that part.
When they didn't close them in five, it exposed a lot. And it actually going that way helped Cleveland's people because when you looked at it, if it ends in five, Kyrie and LeBron are wearing gold horns and they dogging them.
Yeah.
They are getting ripped.
Yeah.
But you know why I say that, like, for real, on Sean Livingston? Because when Draymond went out, it was his time to step up. He had a horrible game five at home.
So, man, a bunch of them did.
Yeah.
The whole team.
But I'm saying I think that the rotations killed him. So my point is I don't think he's able to run a team.
I'm not saying he's going to run somebody's team.
Yeah, he just.
But he's going to get some money.
I mean, I think that one game at OKC.
And game one of the finals.
Yeah, in game one, they kind of.
At this stage of his career,
he done been with 19.
I'm going to tell you, rumors has it, they were looking at him as a number one option on plenty of teams.
Well, don't do that, y'all, because he ain't going to be that guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's that guy either.
Yeah. All right, man, it's time for these shout-outs.
Show over already?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Quick, man. we talk a lot.
Oh, man.
But again, I want to thank IBNS. This is our next to last show. Next week will be our last show here. We will be moving to AM radio.
Yes, sir.
So I want to thank all of our support people here at IBNX Radio. Thanks for giving us this opportunity to show our stuff, to talk sports, to do all that we do. Big ups to Trish. Thanks for just that first day. We was excited and just want to thank you for helping us grow and let the world hear what we have to say. So got to give a big ups and shout out to IBNX. Next week we will announce where we will be headed. This fall, because after next week, of course, we take a break and, we have to spend our summer vacation with our fans and we got to recoup and do all those good things. Shout out to my crew. Shout out to The Weeknd. He had the dip. Shout out to Lisa Fox, man. She got that email bag down pat. Shout out to all of the loyal listeners. rocking with us from day one. Shout out to my team, my outside team, Say Monet, Tracy, Chase, Kadar, Jay, Josh, Sun Ra. I can go on and on, man, because it, you know, it take a village to do this thing, man, and I really appreciate it. So thanks to all you guys, and that's all I got. D-Will, it's on you.
All right, it's on me. All right, man, I got a special one. I need prayers for my father-in-law, Mr. Harold Leslie. I call him Pops. Okay. He went in for a routine colonoscopy last week, and they found two tumors on the edge of his intestines. So he's actually been in the hospital. He just got released today, and he's headed to Birmingham for surgery to have those removed. So, man, I just want to ask for prayers for him. Mm. Shout out to my wife also. Prayers for her for that situation. Also, she has a job interview tomorrow.
Good luck.
New precision. So, praying that goes well. Also, shout out to Kendall Trott, man. She's a great photographer, man. Y'all hit her up. To my K9 Shade Tree gang, what up? And follow me, man, on all my social media, man. My government.
Did you give that lady, that actor lady, you gave something last week about some lady that can help people get in the acting game.
That's her, Kendall Trott.
That's her, Kendall Trott?
Kendall Trott. Hit her up,
Kendall
man.
Trott, okay.
Y'all can find it at I Am Kendall Trott. On Instagram. And also, man, follow me because I talk a lot of stuff, man.
Man, too much.
My
follow
Facebook
him, please.
Is popping, man. Follow me. Facebook at my government name, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at I Am Coach K9. That's I Am Coach K as in King and the number 9.
And they say, what's your government name?
Look it up.
My man. Yes, I am cop.
Hey, shout out to the crew. Shout out to Slick Money. Get well, Slick. Big homie. We miss you up in here, man. Shout out to the fam. I guess it's about it, man. Shout out to everybody else.
What's your Facebook?
All right. Follow me on Facebook at
SP Patrick.
SP Patrick.
There you go.
And follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Sports Superhero.
And Instagram.
And what's the Instagram?
SP.Patrick.
There you go.
My folks got me.
Yeah, we got your back, boy.
I love.
I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to the loyal listeners as well. We can't continue to grow without you. You helped us move to AM radio, so we appreciate you. Shout out to my dad. Love you, Pops. Shout out to Terrell. I love you. Shout out to my crew, Slick Money. Get well soon. Follow your girl on social media at Tip Get Familiar. Get familiar with your girl. Mm-hmm.
And there it is, man. That's how we do it. Great show tonight. The Hawks. We'll see what happens tomorrow. NBA draft is tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, tell the Facebook listeners to hit us on Ben Simmons. Tell the Facebook listeners to hit us up on Facebook at SRT Radio, and let's have a draft party, man.
Yeah, hey, Facebook Live. Hit us up at SRT Radio on Facebook,
yeah,
and we'll be going back and forth, and we'll have a draft party.
I'm going to have everybody on there saying something, so it ain't going to just be me.
Exactly. So let's do it. So it has been confirmed. Reportedly, allegedly, that Simmons and Ingram will go 1 and 2.
Let me ask you this. Are they picking him to trade him to the Lakers? Because, you know, we've seen that before.
Yeah, we have.
Mm. Because they won't.
That would be interesting.
Streets GM has spoken.
He has, and I like the way he thinks.
Yeah, he a Laker fan, and he a Laker fan.
I know, so. And I like the way that just came out like that. I would like to see that happen. That would definitely make things interesting tomorrow.
It definitely would.
For real.
What else we got going on? What's interesting tomorrow with the draft?
Soccer match.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
USA loses.
I had that on my paper and didn't even read it.
4-0 and didn't get a shot on goal.
Hey, man, they're playing the best team in the world.
But at least they didn't even really run no offense, though. They could at least ran some offense and play some defense to try to make it look good.
The best team in the world.
Yeah, Argentina is that deal.
They are that deal.
Lionel Messi in Argentina is that deal.
Exactly. That's crazy, man. Hey, but thanks again. Next week will be our final show here at IBNX Radio. Thanks to the IBNX crew. Y'all are off the chain, man. And we just have to see y'all next week, man. This is how we do it when we get up out of here, baby. Facebook Live, y'all check this out. SRT, thanks again. Each and every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hancock, let's roll up out of here, baby.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach K. and I teach you how to ball.
And this is your main man, Big O from Bankhead. R.I.P. BC, R.I.P. Mom Dukes. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
who has a bunch? You in trouble.
See ya. We out, peace.
IBNX Radio.